Hey, I'm home. This class was super boring. Wait, where are you? What the? What do we have here? Oh my. I leave the house for just an hour. The first thing that I find is you getting off of my underwear. On my bed? Really? Oh dear. You really are quite the pervert, sweetheart. You know, it's no good to be hiding this from me. In fact, you're quite clumsy at hiding your pervy acts. I know you don't notice, but believe me, I can hear your moaning and breathing from the bathroom whenever I'm starting to fall asleep. Or I pretend to fall asleep at night. I can see how wet your thighs are when you wear short skirts or a shirt right after you get off. Or how perky your nipples get when you get interrupted. And then you try to carry on like nothing happened. You know, just look down below your cunt. Did you think I wouldn't notice how all of a sudden my bed's gotten wet and how one of my boxers disappears? All right. I'll give you what you want. Come here, Come on. Don't act so surprised now. You look so innocent. And you try so hard to not stand out. But whenever nobody's looking, you just turn into the dirtiest little slut that I've ever seen. I can see how distracted you look in class or in the library, just touching yourself with your fingers or markers when everyone's concentrated on the class or the lectures. I've noticed how you try to stare at me from the bathroom door whenever I take a shower. And so on. And so on. And so on. Turn your ass around. I said, turn your ass around. I don't know if you've ever been told this. Or have no common sense. But it's very wrong to spy on people, please yourself in public spaces, love. What would you do if another pervert caught you in the act? Or if someone saw you and reported you to the teachers? Do you have absolutely no shame, you fucking idiot? Or is it that you want others to find out what a nasty, dirty girl you are? Guess I'll have to correct you. You know, it's probably my fault anyway. Ever since we started living together, you've just gotten hornier than ever. Honestly, I never believed that such a cute, shy, introverted girl like you would do this kind of stuff behind my back. Could have just simply asked me to fuck you senseless, you know? You could have saved yourself the trouble of almost getting kicked out of college by just telling me directly that you can't even function like a normal person because you're too obsessed with my cock. Oh my god. Are you actually getting wet just from listening to me berate you? Or was it the spanking? You're just hopeless. Thank God I'm also just as obsessed with fucking you as you are with fucking me. Now, Be a good girl and do as I say. Got it? It's a good thing that you're already bent over for me. Because I'm about to give you exactly what you want. There we go. That's what you wanted, right? You want my big fat cock inside you? Yeah? How is it? Is it everything that you ever wanted? Come on, tell me. I know you're obsessed. Say it. Tell me how much you want my big fat cock inside you, fucking you just like this. There's no point in hiding it anymore. I already know. God, you feel so fucking good. Holy shit. I don't know why you would try and hide it so much when you could just ask me directly. Just tell me how much you want this cock. Fucking just like this. It's everything you ever wanted, right? That's all you wanted this whole time. My cock. And my cum. I'm gonna keep it as deep inside you as I can. Until every little bit drains out. And then after that, you'd better do a good job cleaning me up. Right?